Nolte, Ferguson 2, Media Spread Hamas Hospital Hoax to Create More Violence. By John Nolte on October 19, 2023. To spread hate, violence, chaos, and war, the corporate media spread the Hamas hospital hoax even though the corporate media knew it was a hoax. Only an idiot believes different. Watch, media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket responsible. Evil. Corrupt. Wicked. Dishonest. Many words accurately describe the corporate media. Two words no one can use are stupid or gullible. Related video, CNN's Fuss, while Gazans are suffering, Hamas manages to have electricity for itself. Oh, the stupid corporate media fell for the Hamas lies about Israel bombing a hospital. No. Good heavens, wake up. No one with an IQ over 50 is gullible or stupid enough to fall for something that comes from the mouth of Hamas. Of godless terrorists who less than 2 weeks ago committed the cold-blooded slaughter of nearly 1,500 innocent Israeli civilians. No one in the corporate media, and I do mean no one, believed the same people who, less than 2 weeks ago, shot the heads off of babies, executed a massacre at a peace festival, raped women, desecrated corpses, and killed parents in front of their young children. Watch, CNN's Gutkin. Media coverage blaming Israel means it won't matter if Israel proves its innocence in hospital blast. Fact, the corporate media did not believe Hamas, let me assure you of that. The truth is much, much more troubling than gullible, and the truth is this. The corporate media are in the business of violence against Western civilization, and right now, business is good. Violence equals ratings, which equals profits. Better still, violence furthers the far-left cause. The Gaza hospital hoax was what the media call a two-fair. And for those wondering what the left's cause is, it is this. Have you forgotten the lies the corporate media told to gin up chaos with the Trayvon Martin hoax, the Michael Brown hoax, the Freddie Gray hoax, the Jussie Smollett hoax? Have you forgotten how America was prepared to come together in a shared revulsion and a demand for accountability for George Floyd? And how the corporate media then schemed with the organized left to ensure that didn't happen by moving the caring about George Floyd goalposts to rioting, looting, and supporting the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter. The corporate media's goal is mayhem, specifically against the West. Western media institutions have been infested with wokesters who believe war and chaos are the road to the power they crave, the power to organize society in their fascistic image. Only a dummy can look at the media's behavior post Trayvon Martin and believe different. Let me ask you this, when was the last time the corporate media tried to turn down the temperature? When was the last time CNN drove a water truck instead of a gasoline truck into an incendiary situation? A godless terrorist organization, which is notorious for 1. Lying and 2. Launching poorly constructed and aimed rockets, told the corporate media Israel bombed a hospital and, although the media knew Hamas was lying to create more war, the media did this. Check out this CNN chyron. Jake Tapper is a monster. More. More. More, more, more. Far-left Politico deleted this beauty, but it remained up for nearly 2 days, long after the hoax was debunked. An Israeli airstrike on a Gaza City hospital has killed at least 500 people, the health ministry said. The ministry said the hospital was packed with wounded and other Palestinians seeking shelter. Politico, at Politico, October 17, 2023. And here's my all-time favorite, the far-left AP, which is what the anti-Semitic congressional squad ladies used to gin up a takeover of the U.S. Capitol. Thankfully, the internet is forever. Much more here. Why was there more skepticism from the corporate media on the story about Hamas decapitating babies than on Israel bombing a hospital that Israel not only didn't bomb, but from the looks of it the errant Palestinian rocket, fired by a Palestinian militant group called Islamic Jihad, didn't even cause major damage to the hospital but rather to a parking lot. Believing Hamas is a political act, acted upon by the corporate media, the Biden White House, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to cause this. The evildoers at Google understand this, which is why the evildoers at Google will practice affirmative action for the far-left New York Times to the tune of $100 million. Evil sustains evil when evil cannot survive on merit in the marketplace. This is why Gnlaw will be part of your HOMEX package. Watch, Alex Marlowe, Andrew understood people have the power. Media is generally clueless. Whatever you think of CNN, The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Atlantic, Google, Apple, the BBC. It is so much worse. Remember the good old days when we lived in a country where no one had the answer to this baffling question, how could something like the Holocaust happen? Go back and look at Jake Tapper's Chiron. There's your answer. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. If you enjoy the book, Amazon reviews help enormously. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.